What's good, everybody? This is Marcus from Black Married Debt Free, and you are checking out our Quick Cast. Let's get it. What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I would like to welcome you to another episode of the Black Married and Debt Free Quick Cast. This is when I, Marcus, get to sit with you, the listener, and kind of talk about some different things that's been on my heart or some things that I've run across online, or maybe even answer some of the questions that I've gotten from you all. And obviously, I'm not here with Shire, but that's cool, you know, for this type of content, because, you know, sometimes I'll be wanting to get some stuff off my chest, you know, and Shire, she's going to be, you know, kneeing me under the table or elbowing me, you know, y'all don't get to see that, but she's, you know, trying to censor me, you know what I mean? And I'm not into that. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, I'm actually excited to sit down with you all today because I have a topic that I think you're going to love, especially based on the type of questions we get surrounding real estate investing and exactly how we find our deals. So some people may think there's some big, top secret website and some type of off-market lists that we use. But for us, we're very conventional. So I'm going to be laying out the four websites with the fifth bonus that we use to find our real estate deals, or that we just really find great. We use these in all aspects of our real estate investing journey as tools to get to where we've gotten to so far. So for those of you who don't know, me and Shire have been investing in real estate out of state since 2018. And in 2018, we actually purchased two properties in the state of North Carolina. And then in 2021, we were able to purchase three properties in the state of Alabama. So we've kind of developed a nice blueprint and a nice strategy to exactly how we find these properties. And so I'm going to let you guys in on a little hack and some tips and some websites that we use. So first, we're going to go to one of my personal favorite sites. That is Zillow.com. Yes, we've all heard of Zillow.com. I like Zillow because they have a lot of tools. And you could just kind of go on the site and just poke around, you know. Like I said, we invest out of state, so sometimes we'll punch in a city and state. Yeah, let's see, Raleigh, North Carolina. And then you can use this website to kind of cater your purchase price cater to your what specifically you're looking for. Also the beds and baths, home type. You have townhomes, multifamily, single family, etc. So you can really set up your search, and then boom, Zillow will spit you out a list of homes that are based upon, you know, what you're looking for. So I like Zillow. I will say this, it's not the only tool like it that we use, only because of all of the kind of MLS tools we use and websites we use. Zillow to me is probably the least accurate as far as what's current, right? So you may find a home, like let's say this home here, you may find this and it may say for sale. Boom, cool. You go to your agent and say, hey, I'm interested in this house at 7416 Long Street. I saw it on Zillow. Boom, here's the link. And then they'll take it and they'll look on their end and say, actually, that was purchased yesterday, you know, so it's in escrow. And so Zillow is a little slow to the draw on that, but even still, it's still an excellent platform to use. They give you very detailed overviews and pictures. And, you know, usually Zillow is really good, probably the most detailed when it comes to pictures. You may see the same home on another site and there's less photos, and then you come to Zillow and there's a little more, you know, more photos, more information, more things to help you to make an educated guess on what to offer and whether you should even put an offer in, right? Because what we want to do, especially when you're purchasing out of state, sight unseen, is you want to compile as much info and much data on the property as possible. And so we like to start with Zillow, right? So that's one of the five sites that we use in real estate investing. Now, another favorite of mine is Realtor. And I like to use these two sites in conjunction because Realtor, to me, is a little more accurate as far as what's on the market, what's in escrow, what's, you know, for sale and things like that. It's more accurate to me. And so I there's many aspects I love about Realtors. So one of which is you can plug in your, like I said, just like Zillow, it functions very similarly. You could punch in your zip code, city and state. You could look it up, and it kind of gives you an idea of, on the front end, what's contingent, what's for sale, what's under due diligence. So let's say you see this house and you want to take a look. You know, I like the everything that this gives for information, you know, on the home, the property details, you know, they'll be there. And then I like to come down. Obviously, you want to take a look at your schools, see how the schools are in the area. And I really love the homes around, so you can see kind of what's been going on in that particular neighborhood as far as activity, you know, sales and things for sale and things that have already been sold. And so Realtor is a really cool site we like to use. And to me, it's the most accurate as far as the timeline of what's been sold and what's for sale. So those are like the two sites we use to really find homes. Now, the wild card, I said I was going to give you four plus a fifth bonus. So I'm going to just skip to the bonus, right? Because it kind of falls in line here. The bonus site that we like to use is we like to use the MLS access of our broker, of our agent, right? So MLS is a listing that agents have access to that gives you real time statistics on what's been sold, what's for sale, what's, you know, already in escrow. And so you have to be, a lot of times you have to be working with an agent and they'll grant you access, or they'll set up they'll curate a kind of itinerary for you based on the type of home you're looking for, the amount you want to spend, the square footage you're looking for, the neighborhood, the area, so on and so forth. So once you give them that information, they'll set you up with a listing that is in real time. So as homes come on the market, you'll see that list change. And I like to use that when we're serious, like, hey, we're shopping, right? These two websites, Zillow and Realtors, are more for research, you know, more for when you're just kind of maybe even just practicing your breakdown of homes, or when you're just, you know, window shopping. But when you're really serious about buying, that's when you'll connect with your agent or broker, and that's when you're able to get their MLS access. And so that's really, really a great tool. So let's say you found the home, right? Let's say, hey, I got my home. It's available. It's for sale. But now I want to know, how much am I going to get for rent? Well, this is a website that we like to use. This is the HUDuser.gov. And what this is a site that pretty much outlines the fair market rents for any city, state in the United States of America. So what you can do is you can really find out what homes are going for in a particular area. I'll use our city, Sacramento, and you could kind of get an idea for what homes are going for in particular zip code. So we use this when we're trying to determine how much we can get for a home, right? So when you're trying to make sure you're going to turn a profit and you need to know, well, how much rent can I get for this home? We like to use this website. So you could just kind of see here that in this area, in this zip code, homes are going for, you know, one bedrooms are going for $1,300, two bedrooms going for $1,600, three bedrooms, four bedrooms, so on and so forth. And you could kind of see and get an idea of what you can get rent-wise for a particular area. So this is a website that we really like to use. There's a lot of other information about the area that this website gives. And Fair Market is really a good barometer because it's set up by the federal government, and it's what the government uses when they're determining prices for Section 8 homes and different things like that. So it's really, really fairly accurate. Now, we know, hey, you may be able to get more for a particular house or, you know, less. But it's a good gauge. So it's a website that we like to use. Another website that I like to use when trying to see, well, how much can I get for rent, right? What can I get for this home? Is Rent-O-Meter. Now, I love Rent-O-Meter because you can plug in a specific address and it will spit out a fairly accurate price point for rental income. It gives you a median, it gives you a an average, it gives you a maximum and a kind of a you know, low percentile for a home, specific home. Now, the cool thing about this is it is free. If you use, I think you can search four, maybe five times a day on your particular internet browser. And then it'll, you know, after anything, any more searching than that during a day, you'll need to pay. But, you know, it's a free tool that we love to use, man. We've plugged many homes into here just to kind of see, well, how much can we get for this specific home at this specific location? So those are four websites plus the bonus that we like to use. Those are our four most used websites when it comes to our real estate investing journey. And so hopefully you can find some good use out of those too, and really use those tools to help you along the way to getting your first deal or getting your next deal. All right. I hope you enjoyed this episode. This has been Marcus, and I'm going to talk to you on the next one. Peace.